Shout it loud, hallelujah. If you are expecting to be blessed this morning, shout the loudest, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we raise our two hands to the awesome God. Be thou exalted, O Lord, upon thy heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, upon thy heavens. Hallelujah.
Let the glory be on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Let the glory.
Again, loud and clear.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, upon thy
heavens. Hallelujah.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, upon thy
heavens. Hallelujah.
Let thy glory be upon the earth.
Hallelujah. Now and declare this for the whole of hellfire and everybody on earth to know. You mention your name loud and clear. I, Daniel Olukoya, must arise and shout in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I must arise and shine. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. We praise your holy name because you are Jehovah God. You are the El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for sparing the lives of your children here. And thank you for your grace upon their lives. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, minister to us. Lay your hands upon our lives. And by the time we finish from here, let all the glory belong to you. Let all the shame belong to the devil. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Before you sit down, I'd like you to be a prophet to 7 persons. Look at somebody straight in there. Say, my friend. Every power pressing down your head shall be buried today. In the name of Jesus. Say it to 7 persons. Shout hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. So happy to be in your midst again. Amen. I have 2 hanging messages. The first message that I have not finished is choosing your marriage partner. I'll come back for that one later. Another sermon I did not finish was how many sermons? To preach to your destiny. We stopped that one at number 40. I want to start from 41 today and try and complete that. If our time permits. If our time does not permit, then we'll continue next time again. Praise the Lord. I believe we'll rush and try and finish so that you can have these 70 points in your hand. Actually, it's 100 sermons, but let's just do 70. It's 100 sermons to preach to your destiny, but 70, I think it's, even if out of that 70, if you can just do 20, you'll be fine for life. Shout hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. If you are there, say yes. If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay, we shall wait. Go on and find it. You cannot find Ecclesiastes in the New Testament. Are we there now? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, I read from verse 1. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy old age. What did he say? Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. At least remember God now. Before you become an old man, they will say, come and dance. Say, I don't want to dance. Come and eat. I don't want to eat. Come and worship him. Say, I've passed that age. Remember him now. This is the best time to remember him. Don't ever say that you are too young to be a friend of God. The younger you are to become a friend of God, the better for your life. Most of the atrocities, violence, troubles, other pass through, you will just escape if you become a friend of God very early in life. But if you start off your life as an enemy of God, you will go into trials and tribulation. They will use you as a laboratory animal before you recover yourself. I want you to understand this very well. There is a case I'm still handling now. I'm praying for God to help me. This man, a Calabar boy, met a girl, a Benin girl. That Benin girl could qualify for Miss Nigeria any day. And they started fornication. By the record of the boy, he has slept with her 40 times. Within 1 year. One day, this beautiful girl turned up and said, "Hello, you don't know me." Say, "I don't know you. What do you mean? I've slept with you 40 times. Say, I don't know you. What else again?" Say, "I say you don't know me." "So I know you." "Say, you don't know me. I know you. You don't know me. I know me." All of a sudden, before the full glare of this boy, a modernized boy who used to travel with his parents on holiday to England, the girl became a snake. This is not story. Serpent. The boy jumped up. "Hey, hey, ha, are you like this? Blah, blah, blah." Then she transformed back to the beautiful girl and said, "Do you still love me?" Say, "Love, love, love, love what?" Say, "But now," say, "it's too late. Our serpents are already in you. As I'm talking to you now, the kidney of the boy has failed. So I'm talking to you now, as of last week, the doctors were talking about that the liver too is failing. And the poor mother is crying all over the place because they have spent money. Money cannot bring out the serpents of darkness. Remember your creator now. Don't wait for too late." That's why the Bible says, "In the last day, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." It's going to start from the young ones. Shall prophesy. You are not too old to prophesy. You are not too old to become a prophet. You are not too old to turn Nigeria upside down with the power of God. The popular prophet, Joseph Babalola, by the time he turned Nigeria upside down, that people were discharged from the hospitals, they came to his crusade. By the time he prayed on a river, and people who drank the water became healed of whatever sicknesses they had, and they drank a whole river dry, the man was only 26 years old. 26. At 26, he prayed on river. People drank it. They drank the water dry, and they were receiving their healing as they were drinking the water. They drank the water so dry, they were taking mud from the water and were squeezing the mud out. That water was known for Dracunculus medinensis, which is guinea worm. But guinea worm did not catch anybody. Rather, they were receiving their healing. You are not too small to move into that arena. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Verse 2. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong man shall bow themselves, and the grinder sees, the grinder is your teeth, they cease, because they are few. And those that look out of the windows be darkened, even the eyes are not seen too well again. So don't wait till that time. Amen. The greatest problem of man is ignorance. Ignorance is the greatest enemy of man. Let me give you an illustration. This is one of the most modern telephones. I brought it here as a gift to somebody who can win it. Now listen, this phone uses 2 SIM cards. You can put in the MTN, put in your Glo at the same time. Dual SIM card. It has a camera. It has music player. It has radio FM. It has 2 gig memory. It's Bluetooth. It also records video. This tiny thing in my hand. Now, If you answer my question correctly, I give it to you. If you can't answer it correctly, I hand it over to the pastors to give it during the award night or anytime. Or somebody who will claim that award. How do we conduct this quiz? You stand on your feet. Amen. Question number one. Listen to me carefully. We're talking about ignorance now. Question number one. What do you consider as the most dangerous animal on earth? If you think it's lion, sit down. The most dangerous animal on earth. Talk. What do you think it is? Sorry? It's not man. If we think it's man, sit down. If we think it's lion, sit down. If we think it's serpent, sit down. What? What? Man is not the most dangerous animal. Okay, sit down. What is the animal with the largest brain? Man is not. Tortoise. I leave you with those two questions. And I hand the phone over to your pastors. I will tell them the answer. When you answer, we'll give you the phone. But the thing is this. Some of the things that we think we know, we don't really know. For example now, the largest living thing is not the whale. It's not the elephant. It's mushroom. Mushroom. The largest living thing is mushroom. Those mushrooms are as bigger than 3 times the elephant. But you don't know. So ignorance is sometimes a terrible thing. If I say what's the largest thing, I probably say whale, elephant, and things like that. This time that you are, beloved, is the morning of your life. The Bible says, remember your Creator in the days of thy youth. So the time to begin with God is early in the morning of life. And it's important to have a correct idea of life while you are young. It's important for you to study your parents and look at their weaknesses and decide, sorry, I don't want my life to be like what I'm seeing here. Many young people have no clue of how God expects them to live their life. Michael Jackson could sing, but he didn't know how to look after himself. Michael Jackson could sing, but he didn't have a wife who loved him. Right? Because a good wife would not allow the husband to just be swallowing all kinds of things. She would have said, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. You cry out if the man does not want to cooperate. He could sing. But at the end of the day, it turns out that he didn't really know how to live. Many have an idea of how God wants them to live, but they refuse to pursue it because they say, well, people will look at me and say I'm a fool. They'll call me Mugu. And some say, I know how to live, but if I live that way, people will say I'm a fool, that I'm too weak. I'm a weak man. Now they say you are a strong man. But see where the strong man has led that boy to now. He's in Nicholas Hospital with a failed kidney and liver is already rotting away after sleeping with a serpent 40 times and they deposited the serpent into his body. Many young people, the idea they have is actually out of tune with the Almighty. And in addition, many young people don't even know why God brought them here. And that's why we're preaching these 72 sermons to your breakthrough. The youth is not the time to sow bad seed. If you sow the bad seed, it will backfire. This time, you and I, it's not the same. Any bad seed you sow, you eventually reap it. Many of the old men now that you see are suffering, they have sown seed. What you are seeing is the harvest. Sometimes by the time they land on deliverance ground, they have come to remove the harvest, which is already ripe and is happening to them. As small boys in the choir in those days, I still feel sorry for myself each time I remember, were the ones who will first of all enter the cemetery when somebody dies. It is us choir, they will arrange at the front. The pastors will be coming at our back with our hymn book. Jesus lives that tear us now. I know that. No, I will sing to the cemetery. Some of us will put our leg into open grave. We say, hey, my leg. And then you go on. It was at that kind of burial we arrived that day. And the pastor came and said, you see this woman who died there, we thank God for her life. And she has gone to heaven. She in her lifetime, she married 7 husbands. And had children for each of them. And but she died without any of the 7 husbands. And the pastor said she had made heaven. So heaven, which heaven? She sowed a seed. Got pregnant when she was primary school. And from them, the revival started. The youth is not the time to occupy your life with sinful pleasures. Because those pleasures will fizzle away suddenly. Fizzle away suddenly. It's not the time to run a race of vanity. If you see the kind of things some youths are running after now, it's vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. You run after useless passion. You run after things that will whistle away. You run after things that will not last. Vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. I've shared with you here before. The day they package one former Miss Nigeria from CMS bus stop, she ran mad. And they brought that to the headquarters. Beautiful lady, but now she's mad. What is beauty when the person is mad? No matter how beautiful a woman is, if you are doing like this and throwing your leg all over the place and twitching your eyes and you're jumping up and down, no man will say, I want to marry. The youth is not the time to explore the dark side of life. Some are reading books they should not read. This boy went and bought one occultic book. He was reading it. I want to go to America. I must go to America. And they say, if I read this book, once I get there, they'll give me a visa. Stop reading this occultic book. He continued reading. Until one day, the mother came to bang my door at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I went there. By the time we got to the house of Johnson, he was dead on the floor with his occultic book on his chest. Something has beaten him up. Must be a demon. Because he was summoning spirits that he did not understand. The youth is not the time to be crazy about the fashion of the world and the ravages of sexual perversion that is going on now. The youth is not the time to establish a sexual agenda for your life. It's not the time for unholy and destructive relationship. Many of what you call boyfriend can jolly well be called boy enemy. Because they're not doing anything, any good thing to your life. Rather, the youth is the time, number one, time to find God. What did I say? Your youth, the first thing you should do is, it's time for you to do what? To find God. That's number one. Find him now before it's too late. Two, the youth is time to be in tune with God. Time to be in tune with God. Where you'll be able to hear God clearly. And God delights in talking to young people. He said, your young men shall see visions. I wonder how many of you here see visions. I'm not talking about vision of the kind of man you want to marry. A vision about the kind of lady you like. Not that vision. That one is easy to see. We're talking about vision of heaven. Three, the youth is time to buy the future with the currency of the present. You buy your future with the currency of the present. That's the time. Four, the youth is the time for you to start knocking off the rough edges from your life. All those rough edges, start knocking them away. Knock them off from your life. Don't wait for the rough edges to grow into a monster before you begin to knock them off your life. Knock them off your life. You know, right now, you have a bad temper. Knock the bad temper away. Right now, you know, you get easily offended. Knock that one away. Right now, you can keep malice for months. Knock that one out of your life. It's a rough edge. Right now, you talk 200 words per minute. Knock that out of your life. Right now, your prayer life is zero. Knock that off your life. Knock it off your life. Knock it off. I was in an examination hall in those days. There was one boy sitting beside me. I think it was mathematics. They said we should start. He didn't start. He was scratching his head. And after some time, he was whispering at me, saying, excuse me, can you help? I said, don't let them catch me too. Can you help? So when I did not answer, he put his head on his table and slept off. He was sleeping. But as he was sleeping, I noticed his trouser was becoming wet. Wet. And I looked at him. I said, what's happened to this man here? Right there in the exam hall, he was having sexual dreams. In the examination hall. Six. Good. Five. The youth is the time to plan how to beat the best and be the best. This is the time to lay the foundation. This is the time. Don't wait. Don't say, I'll wait till I'm 40. I'll wait till I'm 35. No. Start right now. Six. The youth is the time for you to discover the termite in your root and fight it to a standstill. Discover the termite in your root. Fight it to a standstill. Many of us, you need to understand the kind of family you are coming from. And once you locate the weakness in your family, it's a termite. Don't wait for it to start biting you before you start walking. If as you are here, your mother is already a single mother, you don't even know your daddy. Don't wait for that serpent to start biting you before you start fighting. Unto every family line, there is always a termite that the enemy has hidden there to be biting. It's time for you to discover the termite in your root and fight it to a standstill. I'm praying for somebody here. Every termite in the root of your family line that wants to disgrace your destiny shall be buried alive. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like fire. In the name of Jesus. Number six. Seven. The youth is the time for you to discover what is worth living for in life. What is worth living for in life? Life is not about smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, going to parties. It's not about that. It's a much more serious business. Eight. The youth is the time for you to yield to the call of God. If God is calling you as a minister, as a pastor, start young now. Start young. Now, don't wait. Don't wait like my own daddy. My own daddy was in the police force for years. I was telling him, Daddy, leave this police force. Go and become a pastor. He looked at me and said, you're a small boy. So he was in the police force. He retired from the police force. My daddy went to Bible college at the age of 70 years. Oh, yes. 70 years. He was 70 years old when he went to Bible college. And when he was graduating, he invited me. And I went to the graduation ceremony. I was so embarrassed. His classmates were boys of 20, 21, 30 in the class. He was the oldest man there. I said, hey. And he didn't know that he had only a few years to live before he would complete his assignment. I pray that you will complete your assignment. In the name of Jesus. Number 8. I'm using it to make sure you are. The youth is the time for you to set the stage for a future without tears. The time for you to set a stage for a future without tears. Most of the adult tears, the foundation was laid when they were young. Foundation laid when they were young. I have a case in my hand now. A boy of 17 has threatened to kill himself and kill his mother. Because he's been asking mommy, mommy, show me my daddy. Show me my daddy. The mama cannot show daddy because she got pregnant in the secondary school and all those who slept with her denied. And so the boy is now 17. The boy is asking for his father and the woman does not have any father to show. And the boy says, I will kill myself and I will kill you. 17. The woman now came to me. Says, sir, help me out. What am I going to tell this boy? What are we going to do now? I said, madam, were you drunk when you were sleeping around? Say, I was not drunk. It's what everybody is doing. Hey, you see what everybody is doing? You see why it has landed you now? So you want me as a man of God now to tell your son a lie that the father is dead? You have already told him the father is dead. And he said, come and show me the cemetery where they buried him. And you cannot show the man the cemetery where they buried him. I still have that case. It's because she didn't set the stage before. 10. The youth is the time for you to set a stage for a future without regret. A future without regret. That's the time. This is the time. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. He didn't say when you are 30, when you are 40, when you are an old man, when you have no teeth, when they are leading you by walking stick. It's now. You must remember. 11. The youth is time for you to forestall the possibility of using the first half of your life from making the second half miserable. The youth is the time to forestall the possibility of using the first half of your life to make the second half miserable. As if you don't do this first half very well, the second half will be miserable. There is nowhere in the history of football a football team was 20-0 down in the first half and they came back to win. All the opponents need to be just be kicking the ball anywhere, any direction, until the second half closes. 12. The youth is the time to avoid coping with painful memory of badly spent youth later. You avoid coping with the painful memory. Say, if I'd known, I would have done this when I was younger. If I'd known. The youth is the time to do it. 13. The youth is the time to avoid handing over your destiny to the enemy.
This is time to avoid it now.
Remember now
thy creator in the days of thy youth. Not in the days of your old age. Not in the days when the sun is already setting, but when the sun now is shining. How you say, but I'm a beautiful girl. This man will not let me rest. It is you who do not want to rest. Because there is one word the Almighty has given to all of us. A very powerful word. It's just a two-letter word. No. No. It's not no, but it's no. Say no. No. Not no, but say no, but I want you to concentrate on kissing my mouth and kissing my nose. Don't go to any other area. Just that area. The other one, no. So the man starts with your mouth. And before you know what is happening, other areas have gone. And then you sold your virginity on a cheap plate for the enemy to use your blood later against you. 14. The youth is the time to prevent your manhood from becoming struggle and regret. You prevent your manhood from becoming a struggle and a regret. Some people in the cemetery, now if you say, Mr. Man, I want you to issue a curse on the part of your organ that has disgraced your life, he will start issuing curses on his penis. That's what brought him to where he is. That's what brought the HIV. 15. The youth is a time to work for God. Start working for him now. The blessing will be accumulating. The blessing will be accumulating. When you begin to enjoy the blessing, others will say, ah, what happened here? What happened here? What happened here? One day I was traveling to one of my missionary trips and people were boarding the plane. People were boarding the plane. I noticed the pilot of the plane came out and was standing at the mouth of the plane like this. I was looking down. I didn't know what the man was looking for. I didn't know it was me I was looking for. So when I now climb up, say, Daniel, how are you? I say, fine. Say, I'm the pilot of the plane. He introduced me. I say, fine. I say, everything. I don't remember you anymore. I say, we went to the same secondary school. You were my senior. I say, that's good. So I embraced him. He embraced me. And he said, they should return my money. I said, thank you very much. and then he said something. He said something. He said, sir, you seem to have discovered the way of life when we were still wasting our lives. That's what he said to me, pilot in the plane. 16. The youth is the time to hatch the egg of your destiny. Hatch the egg of your destiny. By that time, you'll have known your direction in life and you begin to work towards it. 17, the youth is the time for you to lay the foundation for a future of impact. Do you want to make impact? Start now. Start now. A lot of people are talking about Obama, but he didn't start when he was old. He started studying when he was a small boy. He read his law in the best university in America. It's a foundational thing that he has built up over the years. Success is not a sudden affair. It's a gradual thing. Gradual thing. Your youth is the time to take preventive tablet against an old age of sorrow. Time for you to take preventive tablet against an old age of sorrow. 19. The youth is the time for you to begin to climb the ladder of living a good life. The ladder of living a good life. It doesn't matter whether you were brought up in Mushi or Jegula or anywhere. Because you are born in a manger does not mean you will die in a manger. So this is a time to just begin to build the ladder of a good life. So the bottom line of what I'm saying is this, that the youth is the most acceptable time with God. That's the last one. 20. Youth, the most acceptable time with God. The most advantageous time for God. The time to fully understand that song, "Take My Life and Let It Be." Now is the summer of your life. Now the weather is relatively favorable. Now you have strength and zeal. Now you can go the second mile. But when you leave God out of the picture in your youth and you put him in the picture later, you start life behind schedule. Remember that whatever is started behind schedule does not, in most cases, go according to plan. Don't start life behind schedule, because whatever people start behind schedule doesn't go according to plan. The youth is the time to move close to God. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the yesteryears draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. This is not the time to live your life as a photocopy, because you are an original, you are not a photocopy. So you can't live your life as a photocopy. That is a short introduction to what I've come here to say today. I go right back to those sermons, 70 sermons to preach to your destiny. Let me just recap on what we covered the last time I was here. The first sermon was, great opportunities will come to you if you take advantage of the small ones. Second one, number two, ability lasts longer than luck. Number three, being hated for the right thing is better than being praised for the wrong thing. Number four, it takes good eyesight to see your own fault. Number five, the Lord tries us with little to see what we will do with much. Number six, you will reach your goal if you are going nowhere. Seven, your greatest asset in life is your character. Eight, 90% of success is correct positioning. Nine, if you think practice makes perfect, then try holding your breath. 10, behind most argument is what? Ignorance. 11, Satan hinders prayer, prayer hinders Satan. 12, time is your friend until you try to kill it. 13, failure makes new success makes failure makes new success makes history. 14, you are honest until you meet a temptation large enough to change you. 15, do not object to constructive criticism. 16, those who really need advice seldom ask for it. 17, you create your future. 18, a person who can tell you all the details without knowing the fact is a commentator. 19, the only person who is worse than a quitter is a man who did not begin. 20, you will never learn to swim if you did not get inside the water. 21, if you steal for your boss, you will steal from your boss. That is, a thief is always a thief. 22, people get worried mostly by things that never happen. 23, the man who follows the crowd will get nowhere. 24, you cannot learn while you are talking. 25, those who are as tight as drum make the largest noise. 26, anger makes your mouth work faster than your brain. 27, it is impossible to enslave a Bible reader. 28, it is very hard to argue with a wife who does not talk. 29, when you make peace with God, then you make war with Satan. 30, at any age, you can learn new ways to be stupid. 31, you cannot make progress by running others down. 32, never insult a crocodile until you have crossed the river. 33, stand up to be seen, speak up to be heard, and shut up to be respected. 34, a gossiper carries the devil in his tongue. He who listens carries the devil in his ear. 35, a lame man on the right road is better than a strong man on the wrong road. 36, anyone can make a mistake, but fools practice mistakes. 37, backsliding begins when prayer stops.
38. If your way is easy, then it means you are going down the hill. 39. Today is yesterday's tomorrow. And 40. You cannot help others without helping yourself. That's where we stopped last time. Now we start with number 41. 41, the 41st sermon to preach to your destiny is this. Good eaters. Oh no. Great eaters and great sleepers can never become great. What did I say? Great eaters and great sleepers can never become great. That is, if you are a glutton, you eat anything, anywhere, anytime. You eat any food, anyhow, anywhere. When you go to a party, they serve you one plate, you put it under your table. When they come around, you say, I've not been served. We have not been served here. Whereas there's already a plate under your table. If great eaters, and that can never become what? Great. Then great sleepers too. You sleep and sleep and sleep until they wake you up and they wake you up and wake you up. They put fire on your leg, you didn't wake up. They knock your head, you didn't wake up. Such people can become great. They put the alarm clock on, you threw the alarm clock and broke it because it was disturbing your sleep. Instead of waking you up, such people can't become great. Praise the Lord. When I was talking about beat the best and be the best, that was a particular year I read from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. every night for 1 year. 42. Those who have nothing to say speak longer. What did I say just now? Those who have not, just, I'm not making any point. That the one who will talk from one proverb to the other, this to the other, but he has really nothing to say. And when we were working as scientists, one principle they taught us is that the more words you say, the more words are available to be questioned. So just tell them the essential things. Those who have nothing to say speak longer. 43. Mistakes are the best teachers. Mistakes are the best teachers. That is, you learn from your own mistakes. You learn also from the mistakes of others. The Bible says, what is written in the Bible has been written for our learning. So we, through the comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. All those examples you see in the Bible is for you to learn from their mistakes. So mistakes are the best, what? Teachers. So what is number 41? Let your voice be loud and clear. 41. If you are a great eater, you are a great sleeper, you better repent. What is 42? 43. 44 now. The only way a man can fail is not to do the best he can. The only way a man can fail is not to do the best he can. So if you are not doing your best, it's failure. The only way a man can fail is not to do the best that he can. 45, sermon. 45th sermon. You are a failure if the devil compliments you. If the devil says, well done, right on, then you are already a failure. Because the man who is shouting well done himself is the master failure. He was thrown down from heaven. 46. All business dealings are a failure if God is left out. All business dealings are a failure if God is left out. Whatever business you are doing, whatever money you are making, once you leave God out, it's still a failure. Most of you must have read about Rockefeller. Rockefeller used to be the richest man on this earth. He was so rich, he bought off a whole island.
Rockefeller. But as rich as Rockefeller was, he could only drink milk and eat cracker biscuit. Yes. It was until he began to give out to people that he got healed. 47. You have already begun to conquer if you expect to win. You have already begun to conquer if you expect to win. So once you are doing things and you expect to win, you've already started your victory. That's 47. 48. Am I too slow for you? 48. If you don't intend to eat forbidden fruit, stay away from the forbidden tree. If you do not intend to eat the forbidden fruit, then stay away from the forbidden tree. Don't experiment with your life or your destiny. 49. Fear is the father of failure. Every form of fear brings failure into a person's life. 50. Anything that is almost right is still wrong. Anything that is almost right, it is still what? Wrong. Anything that is almost right is still wrong. So don't say, well, it's not that bad. If it's not that bad, it's still bad. 51. If you do not go to heaven before you die, you will not go to heaven after you die. If you do not go to heaven before you die, you will not go to heaven after you die. That is, you have to start living in heaven now. The heaven have to be in your soul now before you die. 52. And this is a great sermon. This is number 52. Nothing good ever begins with a majority. Nothing good ever begins with the majority. Most of the things that have moved the life of men forward were started by a small group of people. A small group of people. A small group of people. They just started and then they pick up. When the Wright brothers, Wright is their name, W-R-I-G-H-T, the Wright brothers, who invented what now became modern day aeroplane, when they started experimenting, people were laughing at them. They laugh at them. Say, you want to fly? Are you a bird? But look at what has happened now. A minority group of people started it, and there we are. In the upper room those days, only 120 people were in the upper room, and you can see what God has used them to do now. Nothing good ever begins with the majority. 53. Destroy sin, or sin will destroy you. Destroy sin, or sin will destroy you. Destroy sin, or sin will destroy you. 54. The 51st sermon to preach your destiny. The greatest command of the English language is to keep quiet. The greatest command of the English language is to keep quiet. Sometimes when you are a fool and you are not talking, nobody will know that you are a fool. But when you are a celebrated mugu and you are still talking, people will say, ah, what kind of fool is this one? 55. If you want to please the devil, then begin to admire yourself. If you want to please the devil, begin to admire yourself. For those of us who keep going to the front of the mirror And we walk up and down and show our hands and our leg and our waist. The person is just pleasing the devil. Because the Bible said the flesh profited nothing. 56. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Delayed obedience to God is disobedience. As far as heaven is concerned, 99% is not okay with the Almighty. He wants 100% obedience. 57. The shortest way is not always right. Shortcuts are not always right. The shortest way is not always right. 58. The lazier you are, the more you will intend to do tomorrow. The lazier you are, the more you will intend to do tomorrow. Say, after some time, I will do this. After some time, I will do that. Tomorrow, I will do this. Next tomorrow, I will do that. The lazier you are, the more you say tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. So if you are a brother and sister tomorrow, you need to repent. 59. The Bible becomes less interesting as you become less spiritual. The Bible becomes less interesting as you become less spiritual. It is better to aim at victory instead of freedom from attack. Better to aim at victory instead of aiming at freedom from attack. Once you are victorious and you always defeat your enemies, they eventually let you go. It's better to aim at victory than at freedom from attack. 61. Nothing with God is accidental. There is no accident with the Almighty. God knows what he wants to do, and he does what he wants to do. He means what he says, and he says what he means. Nothing with God is accidental. 62. A living Christ in a living man is a living sermon. A living Christ in a living man is a living sermon. Sermon, preaching, a living Christ in a living man is a living sermon. You are a sermon yourself. 63. Do not spare sin, for it will not spare you. Do not spare sin, for sin will not spare you. 64. The Lord will not follow if you run ahead of him. The Lord will not follow if you run ahead of him. If you run faster than God, you are the one who will reverse to come and meet him. If you are sluggish, you are the one who will run up to meet him. 65. To throw mud at others, you must stain your hand first. If you want to throw mud at others, you will stain your own hands. So if you are wicked, you will also be wicked to yourself. The wickedness will attack you first. To throw mud at another, you must stain your hands. 66. You cannot rob God without robbing yourself.
You cannot rob God without robbing yourself. 67. It is better to be alone than to be in bad company. It is better to be alone than to be in bad company. Show me your friends, they say, I will tell you the kind of person you are. 68. When you flee temptation, do not leave a forwarding address. When you flee temptation, do not leave a forwarding address. 69. Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Patience is bitter. But its fruit is what? Sweet. It's good to be patient. And 70, which is where we're going to stop. 70, shoot for the moon. Just take your gun, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss it, you will still land among the stars. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss the moon, you will still shine among the stars. That is, make your best effort. Aim high. Even if you miss the highest one to become, at least you will still be up there. These are the 70 sermons, beloved, that you can preach to your destiny. Amen. And you see, if you just take 20, let me not even say everything. Take 20 out of this and you make it your guiding principle for life. You will not miss your way and you will not make any mistake. A lot of people have visited this planet. They have gone back as a failure. A lot of young people have been destroyed at the prime of their age. A lot of young people are being wasted every day. There is a very sad thing that is happening now. There is an epidemic of insanity. I don't know whether you have noticed. A lot of young people are running mad these days. Not only that one. Only that you'll be afraid. If not, one day, I will say, let's take the whole of the youth church to the mortuary. Only that you'll be afraid. When we get to the mortuary, we tell the mortuary attendant, please bring out all the corpses in this hospital. Bring it here. When they bring them out, you find that 90% are young people. Young people who didn't, they were not expecting to die, but here they are, they're dead. A lot of young people are being wasted like that. If you do not want to be wasted, there are 7 points, 7 keys for that, which I'm going to run through very quickly before we begin to pray now. Anybody who does not wish to be wasted, key number one is become a friend of God. Get born again. Become a new creature. The Bible says, whosoever is in Christ becomes a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You must surrender your life to Jesus. You must be born again. Then you become a friend of God. That is key number one for anybody who does not wish to be wasted. Key number two is you must have a divine encounter. You must have what? A divine encounter. Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but my eyes now see thee. You must get to a level where you will see the vision of God, the vision of heaven. As I'm standing here talking to you now, I can still remember that time that I had a divine encounter. That day, I didn't want to talk to anybody again. I just wanted to lock up myself in the room and pray continually for hours. I didn't want to do anything again. Everything they were doing in the world, I lost interest.
that day of my divine encounter many, many years ago. You need that divine encounter. If you read your Bible well, all the men in the Bible who became useful to their generation, they met God. They had an appointment with God. I'm praying for somebody here that you shall receive a divine visitation. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall appear to you. In the name of Jesus, you need that divine encounter so that you can tell people, yes, I met God. I saw God. You need that divine encounter. Number three, discover your destiny. Discover your destiny. Know why you are here. Know why the Almighty has brought you here. Discover it. If you need to pray and fast and go and lock yourself up somewhere, you need to say, Father, I want to know why you have sent me here. Father, I want to know your reason for my life. I want to know your purpose for my life. You need to discover that one very, very quickly. Is that one you should discover first before you start saying, I want to marry? Discover that one first. Because if you don't discover that one first, you may discover that the person you want to marry is a fire extinguisher. A destiny destroyer. That's happened before. What is the first key? Second key? Number three? Then the fourth thing is that your flesh must die. This flesh must die. The Bible says the flesh profited nothing. It is the spirit that quickened. If your flesh is still in control of your life, the person will not be able to make it. This flesh. It is flesh that is getting carried away with fashion. It's flesh that is getting carried away with lust. It's flesh that is getting carried away with things that will not glorify God. It's flesh that will be telling lies to cover up. Mr. Flesh has to die. God has to do something about that, Mr. Flesh. A man of God was running a church. In that church, nobody got born again. Nobody got saved. Nobody had testimonies. He was worried. So he prayed, Father, I can't continue like this. There must be fire in this church. There must be miracle. There must be testimonies. He went into 3 days dry fast. Day one, nothing happened. Day two, nothing happened. Day three, Jesus walked into his room and said, son, you want power? He said, yes, sir. He said, then if you want power, I must kill you. Kill me. I don't want to die. If I die, how will I exercise the power? He said, I must conduct your final burial. He said, final burial. No, that's not what I'm praying for. I want fire. He said, but I must kill you. You must die. Mister, your flesh must die. Oh, he said, Lord, how do I do that? He said, take a piece of paper. So he took a piece of paper and the Lord began to tell him one by one, things that were wrong with his life. The Lord told him 13 things that were wrong with his life. 13 were wrong with his life. He looked at them, said, ha, pride, lust, weak, quiet time, and all those things were listed. And the Lord said, the day you address all these 13 materials, you will receive power. You don't need to pray. The power will come. It's automatic. In the spirit realm, there are many things you don't need to pray for. Once you get to the level, it will come. Say, no, you don't need prayer. Just finish these things. Sort them out from your life. When he read through the 13, the last two were very embarrassing. So he robbed them of and memorized them. He didn't want his wife to see it. Because if the wife saw the last two, the wife would say, Pastor, ha, you mean you are still doing this kind of thing? There are hidden secrets, cleverly concealed sin in the flesh that must go. This man took the list, attached it to his bed, and he began to pray every day. And the day he finished addressing, power came. How many things have I told you now? Number five, for those who do not want to be wasted, is you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And number six, you must complete your deliverance. If you leave any evil in place, it will come back to fight you. And the last but not the least, you must be an addict of the word of God and of prayer. an addict of the word of God, an addict of prayer. And this is where we're going to stop here this morning, so that we can do some prayers before I leave this place. And there's some prayers so that the Almighty said I should pray for you. And I want to make sure I do that before I depart from here. Let's rise up on our feet now. Everybody, just remain standing on your feet. Remain standing. As you stand on your feet, all eyes closed. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, I'm here to help you. I want you to fulfill your destiny. I want you to rise up from where you are and move to where God wants you to be. If you are here, you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want a new beginning wherever you are. While all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. So I want to pray with you. Raise up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. Those of you raising up your right hand, take a bold step of faith. Just run quickly to me at the front here, because you don't have time. You want to go and pray. You have raised up your right hand. Just run quickly to me at the front here. I want to pray with you. Just find a way very quickly to the altar here. I want to pray with you.
He wept for me. He wept for me.
Hurry up, hurry up. Jesus is waiting for you here. Don't be shy.
All the way to Calvary, he wept for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary.
Keep coming, keep coming. Jesus is waiting for you here. Don't waste today. You may not have another opportunity. So far at the altar, just look straight at me. God bless you. You've taken the most important decision in life, and the Lord will bless you for it. Just close your eyes where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. We have taken this important decision. I pray, oh Lord, that you will continue to uphold them. You will write their names in the book of life. And your power will continually be upon their lives. This decision you've taken today shall be permanent. And the Lord will help you mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your eyes. God bless our counselors. I've given you some papers. Just complete it. Make sure you hand it over to us. Then immediately we close this service. Please don't rush home. Just come back here. We just want to pray with you. Gather information from you that we can use to be praying for you every day. God bless you. You may go back to your seat now. God bless you as you do so. Immediately we close. Just find a way back here. Then we'll be able to pray more with you. God bless you as you do so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. And let's remain standing. As we pray this first prayer, which is one of the most important prayers you are going to pray here today. As we pray this first prayer, if you are in this meeting, listen to me carefully, and something has been speaking to you, death, 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 and you have been having strange dreams, and you are afraid, please find a way quickly to this altar and be on your knees as we pray this first prayer. Something has been saying that thing to you. You don't understand why. Just find a way to the altar and be on your knees. Everybody will open their mouth like fire and like thunder. Make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours, because the power of God will now begin to move from person to person. Say this loud and clear. Louder than anyone here. Say, powers! came to terminate my destiny. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to say it. Masepota la kaya boshendera basanta. Power assigned to terminate my destiny. You are a liar. Die. Makata sapola kaya boshendera. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar here, vigorously now begin to shake your head. Shake it vigorously. Yes. Your head is a symbol of your destiny. So any power that has fired arrows into your brain, into your body, into your soul, into your spirit to terminate your life. As you shake that head, they begin to go. That's right. Shake it. They're coming out. They're coming out. They can't stay. Let her go. Let her go. You were the one harassing her mother. Now you have started harassing her. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Let her go. You have been harassing her mother. Now you are harassing her. I refuse your harassment. Let her go in the name of Jesus. You, the serpent of death and hell, loose your hold now. Loose your hold, 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 loose your hold. In the name of Jesus. Every power that wants you to die before your time, I bury that power now. Receive your deliverance. Receive it, 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 receive it. In the name of Jesus. Those of you at the altar, stretch your right hand towards me here, at the altar here. Your right hand. Masepotali kandarabosa. Let the fire of God flow into those hands now. Let these hands collect fire from heaven. Fire from heaven, fire from heaven, fire from heaven. In the name of Jesus. Transfer the hand on your head now and keep it there. That's right. That's the electric power of the Almighty. It's going from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Thank you, Jesus. I cover these your children with the blood of Jesus. You shall not die but live to declare the works of God. Any infirmity inside the body of anyone here, I bury the infirmity now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you pray this second prayer, if you are the person here, you've taken an exam but you are afraid, you are so scared, just find a way to the altar here and be on your knees. Everybody will pray this prayer loud and clear. Everybody will shout with a holy shout. If it's possible, borrow the voice of the next person to you and let your prayer fire roar like thunder. You will shout this loud and clear. Failure of my father's house! You are a liar! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Pasetende kayabo shentera bakayaba. Manaribo sopola kayabo ko shentera ba. Bind the spirit of failure and cast it out. In the name of Jesus. Bind it and cast it out. Thou power of God,
In the name of Jesus, move.
Masetekaya boshende rabo kopola baraba. Bakapola katanda rabo sopola ba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for your children there at the front. Right there where you are, it is written, you shall be the head and not the tail. Therefore, possess your possession. Let your fear be converted to testimonies. In the name of Jesus, receive the spirit of success. In the name of Jesus, everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Powers assigned to waste me. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be wasted. I refuse to be wasted. Bosente kataya boshendera bokonta. Powers assigned to waste me. You are a liar. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mosente ya boko shendera bokotanda raba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, satanic agents assigned to stop me. I stop you before you stop me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to stop them. Satanic agents assigned to stop me. I stop you before you stop me. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The Lord has converted your concerns to testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As many people as are here this morning, and you want a fantastic 2010, you want a 2010 that will shock your enemies and will surprise your friends, pray this prayer louder than anyone here. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Allah! Increase my speed. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and call on the Lord God of Elijah.